September long weekend already. Time goes around quickly here. Murray Evison, welcome from Moye. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great today.
How was the drive-in?
Drive-in was great. It's still sunny, so hopefully the rest of the week is going
to
be nice.
Thanks for taking the time to come in. I'm curious about how things are going. I know you're trying to build a fire hall out there. It's interesting to note because you've got equipment, you just have nowhere to put it.
Yeah, basically we've had some great support and sponsors from the Columbia Basin Trust and the RDEK. We've got two emergency response vehicles now, and we've got five firefighters in training at the College of the Rockies, so we've got people, we've got vehicles, but we need a place to put it. So we're working on government funding and acquiring some crown land to build a fire hall.
We were talking before going on air, and of course everything is zoned for any fire districts, and you were saying Yak Kingsgate Fire Hall and Fire Department, they're not allowed to respond to Moye. Cranbrook doesn't, and this all came out of a couple of experiences in Moye to bring it to your attention.
Yeah, we had some total loss fires of residences about 15 years ago, so a group of the citizens got together and neighbors said we should do something. So we've been working on this for quite a while, and we've established an emergency response group, and now we're looking for some training, accreditation, and our goal is the fire hall to store equipment so we can provide year-round service.
For a community the size of Moye, do they say you have to have so many fire officials and fire personnel?
Yes, that's right. The BC Firefighters Playbook is what it's called. They set out the guidelines for equipment, manpower, before you can become accredited. You need 12 to 15 firefighters. You need a certain number of vehicles that are accredited, like a pump and a tender, which is basically a water tanker. And you do need a building. So right now, we're operating independently under the guide of our community association. But once we meet all the requirements, then we get some provincial and federal recognition. And of course, along with that, some more support.
It's interesting how people retire and come to a community as small as Moye, and then all of a sudden you're retired, and then you're not retired anymore, right?
Yeah, that's true. We have two retired firefighters within our group. We've got some expertise with truck drivers, first aiders. We've got a federal safety officer who is retired. So we do have some talent within our group, but we know our limitations, so we went to the college, and the college developed a firefighter training program online for Moye, and we're proceeding through that now.
How were you able to get land then? Did somebody donate land to you?
No, the Crown has a program where for a specific purpose that they will recognize that benefits a community, they will give you a 30-plus year lease on the property free of charge. So they will say that this block of property, certain dimensions, we'll give it to you 30 years if you follow the rules as far as what you're going to do. The fire department and the fire hall qualified, so we're just waiting for them to go through their extensive application process. There's so many partners that they have to consult with. There's our archaeological people, there's wildlife people, our indigenous community is involved. And once all their partners approve the project, then we can put shovels in the ground.
How big will it be?
It'll approximately be 40 by 60 meters square. We already have access to Sunrise Road through the Highways Department has given us the access. So we're just waiting on the 30-year lease for the property.
Do you need contractors? People will be listening out there. Do I want to build a fire hall out in Moye, or is that all taken care of?
Well, we've got some talent, local talent. We've also got some local people that have summer residences there. They've stepped up to the plate and said that they'll help us out. Mostly it's going to be volunteer labor, but outside our skill set, we will hire local. And we have a couple of contractors with heavy equipment, logging equipment that have stepped up and said, when you're good to go, we'll be there to support you.
You talked about these fires and helping people like 15 years ago. This has not been an overnight project. There's been a lot of hours go into this. Then.
There has. The community recognizes that we need the help. We need the support. And with any fire department, you build it, you don't want anybody to come. You want no calls, but if you have the fire hall and you've got the equipment, we can help in an emergency, but ideally, we hope we never get called.
Well, I guess that's good news, too, for, like, Yacht Kings Gator. I'm thinking out in South Country with some of these smaller fire departments. I mean, we get it on the news all the time. They help out a lot more than you think. You'll get busy once you get going, I think.
Yeah, it's called mutual aid, and what it does is not every department can be the end-all. So manpower is a huge issue with volunteer fire departments, so they will help each other out.
Is your fundraiser where you want it to be right now, or you're still raising money then?
We're still raising money. There's a couple of government agencies that will give us matching dollars, but we have to meet certain criteria. BC Gaming and Lotteries will help us out. Again, the Columbia Basin Trust has been a huge supporter, but we're getting there. But the fundraiser was in the community. Social networking helped us out a lot. We had over 300 people come down to the parking lot. The Moye Pub donated the space. They said, you can use our parking lot. So we had a barbecue. We sold hamburgers and hot dogs, and all the proceeds went to the emergency response group, and we made $1,500 on a rainy Saturday afternoon.
Wonderful. Brian Conrad told me all about it. And he couldn't have his fishing derby this year, so we missed our connection. Is there anything else you want to get out? And thanks for making the effort to come and talk to us here today, too.
Yeah. Well, it's my pleasure, and just a big thank you to all the people in Moye and the surrounding community that stepped up to help us. Sometimes that doesn't get said, but I'd just like to thank all the people that have helped us all along and help us in the future.
Very good. Before we let you go, I hope we can get Derek in studio to talk about the pub there.
He'd love to come down. He's a busy man, but I'm sure he'll find some time to come talk with you.
That's an old building. Are they going back to 1900 on that? I'm guessing.
There's some modernizing done inside, but the outside has kept to the 1900 facade that the building had.
Compliments on your efforts there.
Well, thank Moye. You.
Yeah. Moye Fire Hall, an ambitious effort fundraising, and as you can see from what I'm hearing, they've certainly got their ducks in a row with knowing how big it's going to be and where it's going to be positioned and all the rest of it. Here's Doja Cat from 107.5 Today FM.